Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, right across from Audubon Elementary School. And we're just so blessed to be here on the air with you today, be able to share the Word of God with you, and just talk about relative topics. We're a topical Bible study. It's Turn the Light On. We want you to experience the light of the gospel in your life. And we always do that with a co-host. And I've got Patty Wilson with me today.
Hello,
Patty,
there.
Welcome to the program.
I'm good. How are you? Well, you didn't say ask me that, but
yeah, right. That's all right. I'm doing good. So, we like to just get on the air and throw a topic out. And actually, this time I brought the topic. So, Patty, I'm throwing you under the bus, and you get to try to track along with that. But our topic today is going to be faith requires risk. Okay. And you know what? If you're going to live a life of faith, you're going to have to take some risk. Mm-hmm. You know, the first faith risk that I think everybody takes in life is actually believing that God is real. You know, we've got to believe that He is real and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him in life. And I had to reach a point where I had to take a risk on Jesus in
my
life.
Me too. Yeah, I think we all have to get to that point. And once you do, He shows you that He's real. He shows up in your life in miraculous ways, signs, wonders, miracles. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that
really is.
You just sense we touch Him, we reach out to Him, but then we feel the touch of God on our lives, and it changes everything.
And that actually sounds like a story in the Bible.
It sure does.
The woman with the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's located, Luke 8:42.
Yeah, you want me to read
48.
It?
Yeah, I want you to read it. What version are you reading out of?
What do you
New King James Version?
Yes. Yes, I believe that's it. And yeah, there it is. This is how do you say his name?
Jairus,
ruler of the synagogue, came and knelt at the feet of Jesus. And he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out of me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, when you look at the scripture, you know, the first little piece that stood out to me is she came trembling and falling down before him. All she did was touch his hem of his garment. Be like me sneaking up behind you and touching the edge of your jeans.
Yeah, wouldn't
you know,
even
just
feel
the cuff
it. Yeah.
of your jeans. You wouldn't even feel it. But what happened, though, is that she was, what is the word I'm looking for, ceremonially unclean in the Jewish customs and the Jewish laws. And she was a radical risk taker because she could have been stoned to death. She could have been killed for touching a rabbi or someone like that who was religious, which
yeah,
we
just
know
for
Jesus
being in
wasn't
a crowd
religious.
Of people,
but
yeah.
Some of the Pharisees, Sadducees of that time, they would have had her stoned to death if they would have known that she had an issue of blood. Or, I mean, even lepers, when they were walking down the street, in those times would have to yell out, unclean, unclean, unclean. You know, they would have to make a declaration of who they were so that people could avoid them like the plague.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. But she was a rule breaker because she was desperate. She had faith, and she had heard that people were being healed by Jesus. And she said, if I can just touch his garment, I could be healed.
Wow.
I mean, think about that.
That's amazing.
That's faith. But you know what? Faith requires risk.
It does.
If you're going to have faith in your life, if you're going to reach out to Jesus, there's some risk that God's going to throw into the mix there in your life.
I can relate to this woman. When I was first saved, I had just come through cancer and had radiation treatments and surgeries and all that kind of stuff. And my bladder kept bleeding because it had taken on so much radiation.
It was
called radiation cystitis. And it was getting to the point where it was ridiculous because every time it would happen, the protocol was go to bed, stay in bed for at least 3 days.
Oh my.
And, you know, I had two little children.
That's debilitating.
One was just a baby.
Sure.
And so that was really hard. So Al would usually have to take off and stay with me, take care of the kids. And it was just getting depressing. And we had just started going to church, and we were meeting in a hotel here on Merritt Island with Pastor Mike Failauer.
Oh, Pastor
and,
Mike.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so
love that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What's up, Pastor
we
Mike?
We got a church, which was the old movie theater on Merritt Island, which is now East Coast Christian Center.
Yeah.
But we
I used
doing,
to work there when it was a little theater,
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
I
back in the day,
that.
1984 is my first job.
Wow, isn't that something?
Working at that building.
Look what the
Keep going, though.
Done.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm just
having a flashback.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, because it was amazing. We were tearing that place apart and painting and doing all kinds of stuff just to get it put together, and it was our first Sunday service. And I had never really gone for healing or anything. God was doing an awesome work in my life, setting me free in so many areas. But this one issue with the blood just was not going away.
With the bladder, you mean?
Yeah. So it was our first Sunday in there, and I brought my parents with me, and they'd never been in a church like this before.
Right.
And Pastor Mike had an altar call for healing. And I thought, you know, I'm done. I'm
That's
over
it.
This.
Sure.
Enough is enough. I'm going up for healing, and my bladder is going to stop bleeding. And so I went up. I
so you made a declaration.
Prayer. Yeah. And sure enough, that was it. It
wow.
did not
Praise
bleed
God.
Again. It stopped. And it was even, I think about 6 months later, I shared that story with my in-laws. And they were saved. You know,
wow.
it brought them to the saving knowledge
sure.
of Jesus through my testimony of that issue of blood being healed up.
Yeah, I was healed in that church as well.
Yeah.
When I first gave my life to Jesus, I walked in and I had kind of a stretched ligament in my knee from surfing injury. And I'd always said, God, show me your reel. This is my first time in the building.
See?
I'd just come to church. Friend had invited me. And Pastor Mike's like, there's somebody here and you have a hurt knee and God's going to show you he's real. And I always said,
You're
if
like,
you
whoa.
Show me your reel, God, I'll give you my life. I'll live my life for you. And he said, come on up, it's you. You know, and so I go up there
awesome.
And he lays hands on my knee. You may have even been there. It's been a long
time,
though.
Yeah, I'm sure I was there.
And the power of God hit me, knocks me to the ground. And I'm laying there. Never experienced anything like this in my life. You know, I'm a heavy metal guy.
Yeah.
That was a drug addict that just, my first day in church.
Yeah.
God
rocks
me.
I remember the long blonde hair.
He wrecks me, you know, and just... but I had the faith to get out of my seat. I could have said, nope, not me. But I did. I had that bit of faith, and I just said, well, let's see what God might do.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up there and just got radically healed. And
wow.
It was powerful. But, you know, faith requires risk.
That's
I always say it this way at Lighthouse. We have a little catchphrase. They've even made me a T-shirt. It says, you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
There you go. I like
so
it.
So you got to have faith in what God is able to do. You know, Jesus said, ask anything and I'll do it. If you
anything.
Just believe in the Lord and you're able to track with him and walk your life out with Jesus Christ, he's saying, test me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so big you can't contain it. I mean, I could just start spatting off scriptures all day about, you know, faith and the provision of God and healing and miracles. And this woman grabbed a hold of Jesus' garment, and he still didn't know. He's like, who touched me?
Mm-hmm.
And he's being thronged by the crowds, and the disciples are like, dude, everybody's
touching you. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're brushing through this crowd of people. But see, Jesus knew something had happened.
Yeah.
You know?
He felt the power come out from his body, that release of that healing
anointing,
virtue.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I've felt that before. Have you?
Me too.
When you prayed for someone?
Yes, absolutely.
So he felt that. Mm-hmm. So he knew somebody had grabbed him in faith.
Absolutely. I prayed for a girl up at the altar one time, and there's a whole line of us prayer counselors up there, but she came to me, and when she started to share what she wanted prayer for, I couldn't believe it. I knew it was God, and I knew that he was going to heal her. She was pregnant, obviously, like 8-9 months pregnant, and she had a big old tumor in there, and it was cancer. Well, I had a big old tumor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I was pregnant from a carry, and God healed me. And so I had faith. It's like, do for her, Lord, what you did for me. And when I laid hands on her and prayed for her, I felt that power release. It went right through my hand into her. And then, of course, they came back and shared the testimony after she had the baby that it was gone. The tumor
right.
just disappeared.
So good.
Yeah. And so it's a very real. It's not just a story you're reading here in the Bible.
Right.
I mean, this is real. It happened
like
back then, but it's happening every day right
even now.
Even now.
We've had people getting healed at Lighthouse Church all the time.
It's awesome.
You know, and we open the altar. We take communion every week. We're believing in the biblical process of healing here at the church, and we're seeing God begin to move in powerful ways, emotional healing, physical healing.
Mm.
All kinds of things are happening, but I want to talk about this touch that happened with this woman a little bit. I want to go all Bible scholar on you for
Come
a
on.
Second. You okay? Because, you know, every now and then I do have some edumacation, and I like to pull it out.
You have a lot.
But, you know, the word touch came from the root word hapto, which means to fasten to or to cling to. And, you know, when Jesus asked, who touched me? He was not referring to the act of somebody actually putting their hands on him. In fact, the story didn't even say that she touched Jesus. Actually, she only touched his clothes. So I see this, and I see that Jesus asked, who touched me? And what he was really asking, I think, was who clung to me with all their being, in all of their unwavering faith? Who is actually putting a demand on who I am? I am the healer. I am health. And I am Jesus. Who is that's actually crying out to me right now in this moment? And the woman was pretty desperate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this was her last option, I believe. It says
yeah.
she'd been to many doctors.
12
she'd
years.
Gone around and yet nothing had changed. She'd actually gotten worse. So this was her only way at this point that she was going to escape the situation. So, of
wow.
course, she clung to God in faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in the same boat, you know, about 4.5 years ago, my pancreas exploded.
Yes.
I was done for, you know, they're like, you're a dead man walking right now. We have no idea how long you have. Well, it's 4.5 years and counting. So, you know what? Praise the Lord. That's nothing with me. It has everything to do with him.
Yeah.
And I clung to him. You know, for 6 months, I had to cling to Jesus in my bedroom on a feeding tube, trying to overcome this obstacle in my life. But, you know, when you're supposed to be dead, you know, I'm looking at a miracle.
Yeah.
Happened in my life because I clung to Jesus. I reached out in faith and I just said, I'm not willing to die. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I've got work to do. The Lord's got things for me to do. And I didn't even know what all that was at that moment. But I know now that, you know, God has an amazing plan. He's just doing amazing things in my life. I'm so
he
blessed.
Does. Oh, yeah.
I'm just a little choked up almost just
I
thinking
know.
About it.
Well, being pastor of Lighthouse
yeah.
and covering all of the people that you do and taking on all the responsibility that you have. I mean, he already knew all that was going to happen. You had no idea that those doors were going to open for you, but God knew. Yeah. And, you know, so you said, God, you're not done with me yet.
Right.
You have a purpose. You have a plan for my life. And there were a lot of other people believing with you for the same thing.
Yeah.
And look well, what I mean, God has done. I mean, Jesus, come on.
Jesus knew the power went out of him, okay? Mm-hmm. And think about that. Because it went out of him, her faith actually connected with the heavenly power of God that was in Jesus. Ooh. That cannot but honor authentic faith. If you've got true faith, the power of God's going to honor it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we try to get people into faith. I try to share stories, and we're sharing stories with you today. You know what? If God did it for me, Patty, if he did it for you, he'll do it for anybody that's listening.
That's right.
You know, have faith. Believe God that he is willing and ready and able to release his power.
That's
into
right.
your body as well, and that your cancer can vanish, your pancreas explosion moment, or whatever it is you're dealing with, God can and will restore you.
Amen.
You just have to have faith, and you have to trust him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and what?
He'll direct your path.
I had no other path but God's path in that moment.
Yeah, no other hope.
When you're laying there, and there's nothing else that you can do, it's God's way or you're done.
You're done, yeah.
And we really need to take that attitude now when we're not sick, when we're not dealing with an issue, and we need to say, God, it's your way or no way.
Yes.
For my life, today, right now,
mm-hmm.
I want what you want for me.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And there's probably so many out there listening right now. And as Kevin says that, you're like, yes. Yes, God, that's me. I want your way. I don't want my way. I want your way. And can we pray for them real quick?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah. Let's do that, Patty.
Father, we just hold up. Bring before you all the people listening today who need
you,
a break, who need to reach out and just touch the hem of your garment, Father. Lord, we pray that today, even right over the airways, that they would feel your power, your touch, Lord, and that breakthrough would come, healing would come, restoration would come, that, Lord, where there's hopelessness, hope would rise on the inside of them today, that they would know that, God, you can bring me out of this. You can make a way where there's no way. Lord, we just thank you for miraculous healing today, Lord, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, for everyone believing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, as we're praying that prayer, I think people are out there and they're thinking like the woman did, I'm unclean. If I touch Jesus, I'm going to make him unclean. But see, that's not the way it works with Jesus, Patty.
No.
Jesus makes things clean. We can't defile him. He makes us the righteousness of God in him.
That's
and
right.
He brings health. He brings life. He brings peace. He brings strength. He brings wisdom into our lives. And whatever it is we're trying to bring to the table, Jesus is more than able to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there and you're like, I'm too dirty for Jesus. I'm too rough. I don't know if God would even want to help me. I'm here today to tell you that God does want to help you. He does love you. And he will meet you right where you're at. He's not expecting you to change anything to come to him.
That's right.
You come just like the woman with the issue of blood did, fully defiling and ready to be stoned and killed because everything that she's doing is law-breaking. But Jesus met her there, and he said, your faith has made you whole.
Phew.
Your faith is what can make you whole today. Will you call on the name of the Lord? Will you allow Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, your light, your everything? Give your life over to him. Whatever it is you're lacking in your life, it's found in him. It's
That's
not
right.
found in this
mm-hmm.
world. It's not found in the job that you have. It's not found in the girlfriend or the wife or the kids.
Position.
It's not found in position. Yeah, it's found in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will turn to him, he'll turn to you and he'll go, ah, I felt that.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Wow.
Your faith has made you whole.
Awesome. That's so powerful. And we've experienced that, and we're hoping that you're experiencing that today, you who are listening. And like Kevin said, we're experiencing that here at Lighthouse Christian Church on Merritt Island.
Man, it's
and,
been so
you
good.
Know, we invite you to come out.
Yeah.
If God touched you today, come. Come share with us. If you didn't get your breakthrough, come and we'll pray with you here in person to get that breakthrough and that touch in your life. This is a place of healing and wholeness and freedom and liberty. It's a safe place where you can come and just lay it all down. It doesn't have to be in front of 100 people.
Nope.
God will find you that one person when you walk through those doors, if that's what you need, that one person that you can reach out to and touch, and they will show you the way to Jesus.
Yeah. And even if you can't get here, you know, the church is alive, and Jesus is in, he's in every believing church. Yeah. You know, find a Bible-believing church and get in there and plug in and be the difference for that place, for someone else. God is ready to move in your lives.
Amen.
And all he's looking for is faith. He's just looking for anybody that would believe in him.
Yep.
You know, and I love that scripture. It says, you know, what is the true gospel? It's to believe in him with whom I've sent.
That's
Jesus just wants you to believe that all things are possible to those who believe.
That's right. And what is faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of those things believed. You know, you have hope that God is real, and hope that God will heal me, hope that God will touch me. And when you cry out to him, that hope becomes mountain-moving faith.
Amen.
You'll see he's real.
Faith requires risk, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that here in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. We're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss The Protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I've got Patty Wilson here with me today. And we've been talking about what, Patty? We've been talking about faith that requires risk. We've talked about our own personal stories, and we've talked about the woman with the issue of blood. And, you know, let's just talk a little bit more about faith as we close out the program. For those who are listening, we just want to see you thriving.
Mm-hmm. God says that he gives us everything that pertaining to life and godliness, that as we become believers, we have all of that deposited on the inside of us. And while we were talking today, I kept thinking of the scripture in Matthew 18:20 that talks about the mountain moving faith.
Oh, yeah.
Each one of us have that.
We have it.
And it says, he says, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, now mustard seed,
tiny
little seed. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for you. And I thought about move from here to there. You know, could you imagine that woman pushing through that crowd, enormous crowd of people, and she's moving those people out of way, and it's almost like those people were a mountain in front of her. You move out of my way because I'm going to touch Jesus. I'm going to get my healing today.
Oh, yeah.
And we have that kind of faith, miracle-working faith on the inside of us, and each one of us, we just have to tap into that. And it only requires that little bit of faith. Faith is a mustard seed. That tiny bit of faith, he says, will move a mountain. What's the mountain in front of you today?
I mean, you had your mountain of cancer. I had a mountain of a blown pancreas. The woman had an issue of blood. That was her mountain. Mm-hmm. What's your mountain today?
Yeah.
So what is God able to actually demolish with your faith? What is he able to move and cast into the sea that's going on in your life? It's whatever you need him to do. If you will just take a step into the Word of God and find out what the Word says.
That's right.
and begin to speak that over your life. I can see you experiencing the victory that God has for you today.
Amen. I can see it too. I know his word does not return void.
That's right.
It
will not return void.
So if you stand on it and you put that word out there, you speak to that mountain, it's going to move.
Oh, man.
It's going to move, and you're going to see the victory.
Such good scripture. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today, and we want you to have faith. Believe God that his word is true and that it works for you. I'm a poet, and I don't even know it. Thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On once again. We're so glad you joined us. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.